to Praise and Nature Waves. We're here each Sunday at 11 a.m. on 850 WFTL, right here in South Florida. I'm Karen Curtis, and I'm here again today with attorney Eric Glazer from Glazer & Sachs, PA. Eric is board certified by the Florida Bar in Condominium and Plan Development Law. The firm has attorneys in Fort Lauderdale, Orlando, and Tallahassee. And we're here each week to answer all your calls and emails about the issues that make life in your condominium or HOA absolutely crazy from one minute to the next. And we would love to get phone lines going early, answering all of your condo and HOA questions, no matter where you are in the state. Give us a call right here in the studio, 877-850-8585. Again, that's 877-850-8585. Or if you prefer to email us your questions, you can do so by visiting the show's website at condocrazeandhoas.com and by clicking on the email the show tab. You enjoying
good
your
morning,
Labor
everybody.
Day?
Yeah. If you're a fan of the show and like to read our blogs and newsletters, just make sure to go to our website, condocrazeandhoas.com. Join our email list. By joining each week, and you get announcements about our show, our blog, our free seminars. By the way, our new schedule is out. We'll go over that soon. Our newsletters, updates on the law, and a whole lot more. Of course, we do a blog every single Monday morning at hoa-condoblog.com. Again, hoa-condoblog.com. Tomorrow is one of my favorite columns. We do this every year for a long time now. It's A Labor Day Tradition Continues. It's our annual column devoted to the hard work of board members who simply want one day a year off. Yeah. And we do a parody about it, and we always get a lot of laughs from it.
Oh.
So, Karen, here's an important update, and at least as of now, we got to do the math here, because I see that on July 7th, Governor DeSantis extended Florida states of emergency for 60 days, again on July 7th. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. So like I said, if you do the math, as of yesterday, Florida is no longer under a state of emergency, right? That 60 days has expired.
Well, I mean, doesn't that mean if Florida is no longer in a state of emergency, the boards can no longer get to use the emergency powers statute, right?
That's the way I see it. Exactly, Karen. It means if you're in a condo, you have to hold your meetings in accordance with Florida Statute 718 and your declaration and your bylaws.
Do you think the governor knows this?
I don't know. And it also means that if you're in an HOA, you have to hold your meetings in accordance with Florida Statute 720 and your declaration and your bylaws.
But
as of yesterday, a big change.
Does it mean that the pools are open?
And we'll certainly talk about that, okay. But you still have to follow the CDC guidelines.
Okay. So we know that a lot of associations even canceled their annual elections. What are they going to do now?
Yeah, and it's certainly...
And can they do that?
The statute, actually, the emergency power statute said you can cancel meetings, but it's certainly this attorney's opinion that once that emergency power statute is over, as of yesterday, and it appears, again, it is, there's no longer the right to cancel any meetings. So, therefore, it's definitely now time to start scheduling your annual meeting and schedule your budget meeting. Now you don't have a choice. Those meetings are required by law.
That's interesting. I'm just wondering what the emergency powers oversee, just the meetings, or is it like everything in the...
Well, there's so many things that are, you know, preventing guests from coming in, things of that nature. And I don't think you can stop any of that right now because your emergency powers are gone.
Right. So what about still allowing residents to appear at the meetings via video conference or the phone?
Now, again, boards should do this all the time now going forward. You know, we really learned a lot during this corona crisis. You know, lots of people, Karen, who ordinarily never attended a meeting, suddenly started participating when they had the opportunity to do so from their house, from the comfort of their home.
We got a lot of silver linings.
Karen, look how many people have been attending our online classes. So, you know, what I'm saying is just because the board doesn't have to allow owners to attend by video conference, it doesn't mean that now the emergency powers statute's over that they should stop doing it. They should keep it going in a strange way. I think it's kind of the best thing that ever happened. Have people attend by video conference. I think it's wonderful.
Oh, my gosh. It's so interesting because even my doctor, you don't have to wait in the waiting room for an hour.
Right. Isn't it
they
something?
They just pop on there. It's fantastic. But unfortunately, you don't get to bill for time on the road as an attorney.
Exactly. Attorneys have lost a lot of billable hours because of this. It's true.
So I kind of brought this up before, but what about the pool? Because we have a lot of people always call us about the pool at their place. They're not open after 5 and they got to have a person watching.
Absolutely. And just because the emergency power statute is over doesn't mean that the pool automatically pops open now.
Okay.
Yeah, and it's kind of interesting. The condo and HOA must still comply with the local emergency order where the condo or HOA is located, that county order. So at least for now, that may mean maintaining social distancing, requiring masks, not allowing pool furniture. In fact, let's go over Broward's current ordinance.
Okay.
Because it's a little strange. Okay. So it says the pool deck and the pool can only be used by the current residents of the housing development. Not if you want to open it. You want to open your pool in Broward, it can only be used by the current residents of the housing development. You have to maintain 6-foot social distancing. The pool deck has to be limited to no greater than 50% capacity.
So you can't have any friends or anybody
That's
else?
That's correct. No guests, no nothing.
No guests.
So you got to do all those things, right? You got to be only for the residents, 6-foot social distancing, no greater than 50%. And now you got to choose between A or B in addition, right? A is it's got to be supervised by a sufficient number of employees to ensure compliance with everything. Or B, all furnishings are removed from the pool deck. Okay?
Why?
So, it's a pretty interesting statute.
I don't understand. So you can't lie in the sun?
That's exactly right. You cannot bring out the pool furniture.
So I have a couple questions. So which one supersedes the other? Does the emergency powers of the HOA or condo supersede this Broward ordinance?
No, this Broward ordinance is still in effect no matter what. Condos must adhere to it. Absolutely.
Okay, so according to this, no supervision or sanitizing is necessary if all furnishings are removed. So that makes it easy on them.
Right, exactly.
But
that's correct.
You can't sit down. That's
exactly right. In Broward, as long as the pool is used only by the residents, there's 6-foot social distancing, there's no greater than 50% capacity, and the furnishings are removed, guess what? The pool can be opened. And, of course, exception here.
Yeah.
If you're Nancy Pelosi, none of these rules apply to you. You can come and go as you please, and you don't even have to wear a mask. Those rules are for the little people.
That's right. The minions, the peasants.
Exactly.
So, what's unbelievable is that instead of just apologizing and saying that she did something wrong, I'm sorry, I didn't have my mask on, whatever, right. She goes, I was set up, and I should have it. She blames the salon owner.
Isn't that terrible? Isn't that just awesome? Just awful.
But that's the way the Democrats are like that, and you got to give them some credit.
Yeah,
they're never on defense ever.
Never. Right. Exactly. It's the same person who ripped up a State of the Union speech for dramatics. The same person who, while Trump was stopping flights from China, accused him of being xenophobic and urged everybody to come to Chinatown in San Francisco. As President Trump said, if the Speaker of the House of Representatives can get set up by a hairdresser like that. Can you imagine what Russia and China can do to her? Perhaps she shouldn't be Speaker of the House, but let's do this.
Hang on, as a journalist, this thing in the Atlantic, I don't even want to talk about it because it's you don't know who said it, and it's not attributed
anonymous.
To anybody.
It's a joke.
It's
right.
And even John Bolton is like, I refuse to cover stories that don't have who
of course,
said
just,
it.
Just so everybody knows what we're talking about, the line where Trump allegedly said these suckers died.
Yeah, I mean,
fighting a war for the United States. There is nobody came forward and said they actually heard him say it. It's all anonymous, and the people that were actually in the loop, like John Bolton, who doesn't like Trump, said it never happened.
And
he
they
never
said,
heard.
Oh, well, we don't want to be identified because he might tweet about us.
Right. A joke. But that's what journalism has become.
No, they say, what can we have someone say, and then they'll repeat it, and it would sound like something he might say, and that he was in a bad mood. Have you ever known him to be in a bad mood other than just to be,
Right, exactly. But that's the way journalism is today. It's an absolute joke. But let's take our first break of the hour. When we get back, of course, we're going to be talking again about emotional support animals, and we'll take your calls about anything and everything in the condo or HOA world. Give us a call, 877-850-8585, 877-850-8585. 850-8585. Let's take our first break. We'll be back right after this.
Is your condo or HOA paying too much to heat the pool or spa? If so, now's the time to switch to geothermal technology with Symbiont Service Corporation. Geothermal technology with Symbiont Service is eco-friendly, green technology that harnesses the energy stored beneath the Earth's surface to heat and cool your swimming pool. Geothermal technology not only helps you reduce your carbon footprint, but rest assured, you can't beat geothermal for reliability and performance. It's even unaffected by air temperature. Best of all, Symbiont Service's geothermal solution heats like gas at a fraction of the cost and with a serviceable life expectancy of 15 to 20 years, which is 2 to 3 times as long as conventional pool heaters or more. And get this, geothermal technology by Symbiont Service can actually cool your pool in the summer months. Symbiont Service serves the entire state of Florida. Go geothermal now. Find out how Symbiont Service can heat or cool your pool and save you money. Call Symbiont Service at 800-881-4328. That's 800-881-4328. And to learn more about Symbiont Service and read the amazing customer reviews, visit geothermalflorida.com. If your association has ever been through a major restoration or renovation project, you know it can be a complicated, expensive, and stressful undertaking. Noise, dust, unexpected problems, and that C word no one wants to hear, change orders. But it doesn't have to be chaotic. DSS Condo is here to help you through the condo project management process. Most projects go over schedule and over budget. Without an expert, independent advocate in their corner, associations are exposed to cost overruns, low quality results, and long-term disruption for owners. DSS Condo is Florida's leading association project management firm. They provide tailored, expert construction management services for all types and sizes of association projects, helping you maintain control of the chaos. DSS Condo now offers customizable project management packages that can be modified to meet your association's needs and budget, and now services Miami, Broward, Palm Beach, and Collier counties. Contact DSS at 305-985-3772 or by visiting dsscondo.com. That's 305-985-3772.
Having problems with the drain pipes and sewers in your condo or HOA? Overwhelmed by the cost of replacement or repair? Call Pipelining Technologies, 561-853-5463. Those old days of invasive repairs to your drain pipes and sewers are over. Thanks to trenchless pipelining and sewer repair by Pipelining Technologies, you don't have to worry about destroying walls, floors, sidewalks, or even landscaping. Pipelining Technologies can fix your drain pipes and sewers without interrupting the quality of life in your community and home. First, the technicians video the source of the problem. Then the patented structural liner is inserted into your damaged pipes. The liner is then inflated to form a new pipe within the old one. And within hours, the job is finished. If drain pipes and sewers in your condo or HOA are failing due to cracks, corrosion, misalignment, tree roots, or they're just backed up, call Pipelining Technologies, 561-853-5463.
And be sure to view their website and 10-year parts and labor warranty at PipeLT.com. That's PipeLT.com.
Ah, the finer things. Spectacular wine, exotic vacations, or just the time to enjoy the view from your condo? Affinity Management Services gives you time to enjoy them. We provide full-service community association management, including site, administrative, and financial services. We handle everything from complaints and collection of assessments to emergency services and maintenance, giving you more time. Fully accredited by the National Board of Certification for Community Association Managers, we promise service delivered with integrity and respect. And we're endorsed by the Better Business Bureau for our streamlined and professional approach to quality service. Join hundreds of board members across South Florida and call us today at 305-325-4243. Affinity Management Services, simplifying your life to make time for the finer things. 305-325-4243, AffinityManagementServices.com.
Here on 850 WFTL, Karen Curtis with attorney Eric Glazer. It is the Labor Day weekend, so you know, take some time out from lying in the sun and having fun with your family. If you have a question about your condo or HOA or anything crazy going on or anything political, you can talk about that too. 877-850-8585. 877-850-8585.
So Brian writes in a good question regarding the emergency powers ending. Does that mean, you know, you must have meetings? There must be a location provided for a person to go, or is online good enough? And I actually took this position, even when the emergency powers were in effect, there always needs to be a place where someone can go for the meeting. You have to think that, you know, there's someone that doesn't have access to, you know, it's funny, I was going to say, and it would have been wrong of me, I was going to say, you know, think of an old, old person that just doesn't have access to a computer. And you know the, you want to know the truth, Karen? The more elderly you are, I'm starting to see that they're the ones that learn the computers better than anybody.
Oh my gosh, yes.
You know, amazing, incredible.
Well, some of them don't even use an ATM, so they're the ones that don't even have a cell phone or nothing, you know.
Right. So bottom line, there needs to be a physical place for the meeting. It's not enough to say the entire meeting can be done by, you know, Zoom or video conference or phone.
But they're not good enough. They remove all the furniture so you
Right, stand there. Exactly. Needs to be a physical place. All right, how about we go to what's first call of the day? Taking your calls, everybody, 877-850-8585. Celine in Miami. How are you, Celine?
Good, Eric. Good. Hi, Karen. It's my Sunday call. Thank God your show exists. So I'm still the vice president of my condo board. But I'm, you know, we are 7 board members, and I feel I'm the only normal in the board. So there's fight almost every single day. And the fight this week is about, you know, we decided, the 7 of us, to change the management company that we have for 3 years, and the contract expire in December. So we create a committee of 3 persons, and I'm part of this committee also. We find other management company, and when we display the price by email to the board member only, so they can see the number, they can see the proposal are way more interesting financially and all this than the one that we have right now. They suddenly, 4 board members change their mind, and they take the excuse of the coronavirus to keep the one that we have for 3 years and that we are not happy with. So they refuse that I list the proposal management on the agenda for the board meeting in September 14, saying that the majority of the board call by email that they want to keep the same company, the current company.
Okay.
I would like to know, Eric, if they have the right, knowing that polling is not voting. And, you know, I follow your class, and believe me, I have so much knowledge because of your classes, that the vote needs to be done during a board meeting. So can I do?
Well, there definitely should be a vote at a board meeting. You know, if it's it should be on an agenda. I know this. You guys were talking about changing the management company for a while. Put it on an agenda and have those four. If those 4 people, however, are not in favor of changing the management company, guess what? The management company stays. That's it. That's the bottom line. You know,
I understand, but they tell me that I cannot list it on the agenda because the majority of the board need to agree that this item is listed on the agenda.
You know, it's interesting because the statute doesn't address how things get on an agenda unless 15 or 20%. I believe the statute says 20% of the people in a condo can petition for something to go on an agenda. There's typically nothing in the bylaws that talk about how something gets on an agenda. Sometimes you'll see something that says the president gets to control the agenda, but there's almost nothing in the law that talks about how something gets on an agenda. So the reality is what most managers do who prepare the agenda is they take their instruction from a majority of the board of directors or the president. But the truth, Celine, there really is almost nothing in the law that talks about how something gets on the agenda other than 20% of the people petitioning the board. So if you don't have 20% petitioning the board, then yes, you know, there's nothing that forces an item onto an agenda. Okay? Thanks for the call, Celine. We got to keep going. We got to go to Joe in Boynton. How are you, Joe?
Good morning, Eric. Thank you very much. HOA reserve study developed post turnover. Does the board have to present a full funded reserve, a full funded budget at the annual meeting when the community votes on a reduced funding?
Okay. So remember the big difference between a condo and an HOA. So when you do your condo budget in a condo, the budget shall include reserves. In an HOA, totally different. The budget may include reserves. Now, even though you did a reserve study, doesn't mean that your HOA budget must include reserves. So you have to look at a couple of things. Number one, is there anything in the governing documents that requires reserves to be included in your budget? If that's not there, another way it could get there is two, did the unit owners ever vote for a budget that includes reserves? And if the answer to that is no, the board can still, on its own volition, prepare a budget that includes reserve accounts. Okay? But it doesn't have to be in there.
My question was a little different. The board community did approve reserve. I'm sorry, okay. Funding of a reserve. That's been there
yes.
for years. The question is, when they vote on the reduced funding, do they
yep.
have to also be shown the full funding budget?
Yeah. In other words, once that happens, then once that the community voted on fully funded reserves, then it goes back to being treated like a condo. Then they, the reserves, the fully funded reserves going forward, shall be included every single year going forward, unless they decide to vote it down going forward. Then it becomes just like a condo.
Mm.
Okay, so yes. Yeah, that's how it has to be done going forward, okay?
One other quick question, possible?
Yes, sure.
Very quickly.
Of course.
On the attending a meeting by, I'd say, video conferencing, but people don't have computers, they could still attend by telephone.
Absolutely.
You've got to give them another way?
You don't have to do anything. Now that the emergency power statute, and even during, during the emergency powers, you don't have to allow anybody to appear by telephone other than the directors.
Yeah,
right?
But you can do a Zoom call on your phone.
Yeah, yes, you can.
It's an open meeting. It's an open meeting. We want it open to the community, and you said there had to be a place where somebody can go to see it.
Correct.
Or listen to it.
Physically, there still has to be a place for the meeting. It still has to take place in the clubhouse, for example, in the boardroom, for example. It always did. There was never anything in the statute.
The clubhouse is closed. But the clubhouse is closed.
Well, then you need to figure out another place for a meeting. Okay, there was never anything in the statute that allowed the board to say only meetings can only be by Zoom, meetings can only be by telephone. There was nothing in the statute that allowed for that ever. Okay, and now certainly that the emergency powers are over, now you certainly have to physically hold a meeting somewhere.
The clubhouse should probably be open, right?
Well, listen, the bottom line is for a meeting, yes, you have to figure out a way to hold that meeting somewhere. As of right now, that's what the statute absolutely requires. We're back to the requirements of 718, and we're back to the requirements of 720, period.
Thank you.
Okay? Thank you, Joe.
Let's do
this. Let's take our bottom of the hour break. Taking your calls, everybody. 877-850-8585. 877-850-8585. We'll be back right after this.
Never wait for that first drop of water to leak from your ceiling before you decide to check your roof. Once damage sets in, repairs become more expensive. Invest in a true life cycle roof management program with Best Roofing and protect your building's assets. A roof management service agreement with Best Roofing will prolong the life of your roof, preventing premature roof failure. Let Best Roofing help your association save money with our annual service agreements that prevent leaks, provide emergency service, and increase the life expectancy of your roof. We give you a realistic budget, so there are no unwelcome surprises. Our roof service agreements also provide for cleaning all debris, minor maintenance, sealing and topping off all pitch pans, caulking, and more. And should a storm hit or other emergency occur, clients with service agreements get priority service. To schedule your free condo roof analysis, call Best Roofing at 954-941-9111. That's 954-941-9111. Visit our website at bestroofing.net.
Is your condominium starting to crumble? Are your balconies breaking down? Are pieces of concrete and stucco flying off your building, making the building look ugly and putting your residents at risk? Are you in need of your 40-year certification for your building? If so, you need Carousel Development and Restoration right away. Carousel is a concrete restoration company specializing in high-rise condominiums throughout South Florida. Whether you need balcony repairs, garage decks, full deck replacement, rail fabrication and installation, impact windows and doors, or paint and waterproofing, Carousel has you covered. After all, we're South Florida's largest locally owned structural restoration contractor and have been located in Delray since 1979. We know how tough it is to start projects in your condo. Where do you begin? You begin by calling the licensed and insured experts at Carousel Restoration for a free estimate. 561-272-3700. That's 561-272-3700.
Or visit the website cdri.net.
Are the roads, parking lots, and walkways in your community association in need of repair? Driveway Maintenance can help. We are the largest seal coating company in the United States and have been an industry leader for over 57 years in asphalt restoration, asphalt paving, parking lot striping and maintenance, concrete sidewalks, curbing, or ADA parking lot compliance. Let Driveway Maintenance pave the way and make your community look great. At Driveway Maintenance, we believe in well-trained personnel, top-quality equipment and materials, and friendly customer service. Our customers include office building complexes, educational facilities, hospitals, hotel chains, apartment complexes, and of course, condominium and homeowner associations, and the largest mall and big box retail companies in the country. Driveway Maintenance, Inc. is a LEED accredited, Green Advantage certified, environmentally responsible, full service asphalt paving contractor and seal coating expert. Driveway Maintenance serves the entire state of Florida and most of the southeastern United States. Call Driveway Maintenance for a free estimate at 1-800-432-1191. That's 800-432-1191. And you can visit our website at driveway.net.
Is your condominium or HOA in need of accounting services? Look no further. Gerstle, Rosen, and Goldenberg is one of South Florida's largest accounting and auditing firms, as recognized by the South Florida Business Journal, and is one of the few accounting firms uniquely specialized to provide accounting services to their growing condominium and homeowner association clientele throughout Florida. With primary offices in Aventura and Boca Raton, satellite offices in Naples and Orlando, and a professional staff of 65, Gerstle, Rosen, and Goldenberg is prepared to meet the needs of any condominium or HOA in the state. The professionals at Gerstle, Rosen, and Goldenberg also have experience working with timeshares, cooperatives, hotel condominiums, mixed-use buildings, and ancillary operations like restaurants, spas, and country clubs. Put their 25 years experience in your corner. Gerstle, Rosen, and Goldenberg, 305-937-0116. That's 305-937-0116. Or grgcpa.com.
Why can't we be friends? Why can't we be friends? Why can't we be friends? Why can't we be friends?
Welcome back to the second half hour of Condo Craze and HOAs here on 850 WFTL. Karen Curtis with attorney Eric Glazer from Glazer and Sachs PA. We've been together for 12 years with this show, and it's really taking off. We've got a lot of phone calls, and if you want to call 877-850-8585, 877-850-8585, but you continue to teach. You invented the course.
Absolutely, Karen. We started with our announcement last week. Big news. You know, like I said, the kids are going back to school, and now so are the adults.
Yeah.
Board members, remember, if you're not certified within 90 days of getting on the board, you are off the board. And one way of getting certified, hey, take our Condo Craze board member class and Legal Update 2020 class. We've certified 20,000 of you.
Wow.
Yeah.
Amazing.
Yeah.
So you're going to have a mixture. It's kind of a potpourri online and in person. So
right, exactly.
We start September 17th, 2020, online via video conference. That's
right.
At 6 p.m.
Right. You can take that from the comfort of your own home. And, you know, we have like 150 people online during that. And again, September 17th, 6 o'clock. October 6th, this is interesting. We're going to be teaching in Orlando, but I'll be doing it from the comfort of my desk. So if you go to Orlando, though, you'll see us big screen set up. And I'll be teaching it here in from Hollywood,
Yay.
But in Orlando at the October 6, 9 a.m. at the Orlando Convention Center.
Oh, that's so cool, Eric.
Yep, exactly.
Oh, my gosh, so you won't be driving the van around.
Exactly right.
October 8th now, Miami Convention Center. That's the L&L Condo and HOA at 9 a.m.
Exactly, same thing. Now, October 15th, we will be in person
okay.
in Bradenton. Love going to Bradenton. The people are just so
very nice.
There.
Yeah.
You have no idea. October 15th, 9 a.m., Bradenton Convention Center at the L&L Condo and HOA Expo.
Now, what about October 20th? You'll be right here at the West Palm Beach Convention Center?
I will be in at my desk okay. teaching this class live on screen.
Well, that's awesome. 9 a.m.
Yep.
That's also the L&L Condo and HOA Expo.
Yep, same thing on the 22nd. I'll be teaching it from here, but we'll have big screens set up in Tampa at the L&L Condo and HOA Expo.
I hate to tell you, I think people are going to miss seeing you in person.
Well, we conclude in person
oh, okay.
on October 27th.
The Broward Signature Grand, that's right off 595. That's one of our favorites.
Exactly, and we'll do that in person, Karen, October 27th, 9 a.m. Bottom line is there's so many classes to choose from.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, and because you're teaching in person and then also online, and everyone can get and attend the class in person, you get a great L&L trade show as well. And also you get a certificate and everything. So they give you the notes. You teach so many different topics at the seminar, including the importance of the from time to time language, official records, the different types of documents that govern your community, service and emotional support animals, woof, woof, woof. That's a big
yep,
one.
Exactly.
Collections, manager responsibilities, all of the new laws that were passed, many of which you've had a part of. I guess there was only one this past year, but past few years and a lot more. Food served. Everyone gets a nice certificate. It's frameable. Certainly you leave wiser. You get fed as well if you go to the in-person ones.
Exactly. Just to register everybody, just give our office a call. That's probably the easiest way.
Yeah.
954-983-1112, 954-983-1112 to register for any of these fantastic seminars. How about we go back to the phone? Middle of the state, Dennis in Winter Haven. How are you, Dennis?
Hey, Dennis.
Morning. How are you?
Good morning. How can we help?
I have a question. I know you've been discussing this issue and beating it with a stick as far as pool opening.
Yes.
Being a previous board member, I'm kind of on an advisory role right now. I understand you have to go by the CDC guidelines, which would be Polk County, as far as, you know, no furniture on the pool. Somebody would have to be watching it there, but also I believe there's a rule that you have to have restrooms open as well. So that means I would have to have somebody in the clubhouse as well, doing duties in there.
I can tell you the Broward ordinance, at least the Broward ordinance does not require that. And as a matter of fact, most associations that we represent down here have decided they're not opening the restrooms. So I can tell you that I don't believe
really don't
that's actually, yeah, I don't believe that's part of the CDC guidelines or the county code, you know, the county law that's in effect at the moment. So I don't believe the restrooms have to be open.
Okay, but we're an HOA as well, so the question I get, even if you did do the A's and the B's, you're still going to be open to, well, somebody says, well, I caught COVID in the pool, and they're going to turn around and sue you. So you're still going to have to deal with that regardless of whether you do all your guidelines and so forth.
So, Dennis, you just said sue you, right? You know, the bottom line is also this. You'd have to – the person that's going to potentially sue an association would somehow have to prove that they got COVID as a result of sitting at the pool or being in the pool, you know, solely and through no other possible source. Good luck proving that. How is someone actually going
right.
to be able to prove that?
Yeah, I mean,
you'll have to go through the expense of proving yourself.
Yeah, I mean, in the pool,
the shareholders probably wouldn't want to do that.
Yeah, a plaintiff would have to go through the expense of proving it up. You would take that case and turn it over to your insurance company, who may or may not provide coverage for such a case. But I got to tell you, I think that's a very, very difficult type of a lawsuit
low
for a
percentage.
Plaintiff. Yeah, very low percentage of potentially winning that case,
okay.
showing that you got COVID from going to the pool at your condo
I
or
think chlorine would kill it, and there's no furniture, so where you can get it off the
good
furniture.
Luck proving that. You know, good luck. I think that's a very difficult case. You got it. How about we go to Ramona in Boca? How are you, Ramona?
Hello.
Yeah, Ramona. How are you?
Hi, good morning. You hear me?
Good morning. Yes, we hear you.
Oh, great. Listen, I live in Boca Raton, and I live in Century Village.
Okay.
And there's a problem this year because of COVID, because, you know, a lot of people here are Orthodox Jews. So a lot of times people are praying in the parking lot, and that they're allowing. Now, because of COVID, we have a holiday coming up that's Sukkot.
Yes.
And I have a little pop-up sukkah. I live on the first floor that I want to put attached to my back so that way my husband can be there and we don't have to be with everybody else in the sukkah. And they're telling us that we're not allowed to do that.
Right.
Uh-huh. So I don't know. Like, I come from Brooklyn, so I don't know if we do it. Could they make us take it down on the holiday? Is that the rule?
Karen, we've actually done.
We keep it up.
I remember the truck, right?
You remember that, Karen? There was actually a sukkah truck going around the neighborhood. So the bottom line, where in Brooklyn are you from?
Flatbush.
All right, I'm from Sheepshead Bay. If you know where that is,
everybody
knows Lundy's, right? Okay, so here's the bottom line. I understand you want to put up a sukkah, and for those who may not know it, a sukkah is a type of structure. And what is it supposed to symbolize? It's supposed to symbolize the Jews living in the desert, right,
for
40
holiday
years.
After Yom Kippur, we have a holiday that, you know, in Brooklyn, you kind of live in your sukkah. You eat in there
right. And
socialize in there. It's like taking us out of our permanent home and putting
right.
us into a temporary structure.
Yeah, I have it, but it's too damn hot to actually live in it down here. That's the problem. It's freaking hot.
No, we don't, but it's just eating. Yeah. Exactly.
Right. Okay,
we need it for eating, but we can't take it down during the holiday.
So here's the deal, Ramona. The bottom line is you don't have the right to put anything on the common elements, period. Nothing. Nada. Zero. You can't put potted plants on the common elements. You can't leave your shoes out on the common elements. And you certainly can't put a sukkah on the common elements. And if Century Village in Boca Raton wants to stop you from doing it, unfortunately, I think they have every right to stop you from doing it, even though you live on the first floor.
I forgot. What they do with the truck? It was in a parking space.
They kept it on the back of a big truck, Karen, if you
remember.
It
worked, right?
Yeah, exactly. Right. The guy said, oh, you won't let me keep it on the common elements? Fine. I'm going to keep it on the back of my massive pickup truck.
There you go.
Yep, and there was nothing they can do. But Ramona, I don't think there's anything you can do to overcome the fact that you're not allowed to place anything on the common elements of the condominium. Bottom line. Okay, as much as I'd like to help you in that regard, nothing you can do.
You know what's so crazy about this? The same person that says no is the one that's allowing everybody to pray outside his building.
Totally different thing, because you're not putting a structure on the common elements.
Right.
I get it, but
maybe there's something that you know that I don't.
No, but there might be other violations of the local that's Palm Beach. There might be other problems.
People do it all over the place.
Yeah, but you can't gather.
Here.
Yeah, but you can't gather more than 10 people in one location. So that might be a violation in and of itself.
Just a question. All right.
You got it. Okay. Thanks, Ramona. Happy holidays to you. Let's do this. Let's take our final break of the hour. Keep the calls coming to the very end. Do not wait till the last second. The last couple of weeks, we're like hanging up with three calls on hold. So don't do that. Taking your calls, 877-850-8585. 877-850-8585. We'll be back right after this.
Someday, you will need insurance. And for that day, you'll be glad you wrote down Insurco Insurance and Financial Services. Why? Because Insurco virtually insures everything. They're a full-line insurance agency that'll put together the best possible coverage and premium for almost anything. Need homeowners or condo insurance? Call Insurco. Need auto or motorcycle insurance? Call Insurco. How about golf cart insurance or trailer and RV insurance? Just call Insurco for a free quote. They're open every day. From renter's insurance, officer's and director's insurance, and personal liability umbrellas to all types of business insurance, boat insurance, cancer policies, life, health, and annuities. All you need is Insurco. Get a free quote. They service Dade, Broward, and Palm Beach. Speak English and Spanish. Insurco Insurance and Financial Services. It's the only name you need. Office at 14401 West Sunrise Boulevard in Sunrise, inside Edmore Chevrolet.
Call 954-846-1206. 954-846-1206. That's 954-846-1206.
Need an insurance evaluation, audit, or quotation for your condo association or homeowners association? If so, then you need to speak with our insurance experts at Mack, Mack & Waltz. We insure over 800 associations, and we are the clear leader in this marketplace. Mack, Mack & Waltz has been in business since 1989. We write insurance on billions of dollars of property values. We are an independent insurance agency representing insurance companies which specialize in condo and HOA insurance. The staff at Mack, Mack & Waltz works closely with board members and property managers and regularly attends association meetings to help educate the association about their insurance policies. To learn more about how Mack, Mack & Waltz can save you money and improve your insurance program, call now 954-640-6225 and ask for Greg Waltz. 954-640-6225, Mack, Mack & Waltz Insurance Group. Let us protect your association.
Is your home or condo looking old, worn out, and in need of a fresh look? Then you need PD Painting to paint your property and make it look like new again. PD Painting will first properly prepare your home and condo and then use only the highest quality paint products. After many years in the painting industry, PD Painting has achieved a reputation for always delivering a reliable and professional finish. PD Painting is fully licensed and insured and offers a 7 to 10 year warranty. Their technicians are expert craftsmen. Let PD Painting handle all the details and then sit back and watch them restore your property and bring back that brand new look and feel. Need a service call? PD Painting will be there on the spot. Need financing? PD Painting can offer that too. Call PD Painting at 888-416-3204. Again, that's 888-416-3204. Go to the website pdpaintinginc.com. Need painting done in your home and community? Contact the experts at PD Painting.
This message is for anyone who has taken on the important responsibility of becoming an officer or director in a homeowner or condominium association. It is also for the management companies who work closely with these caring people to make sure things are done the right way. Hello, I'm Gil Pomar, South Florida Regional President for Center State Bank, now the second largest bank based in Florida. Our bank, Center State Bank, has an amazing team of professionals who are exclusively dedicated to the homeowner and condo association market. Your job is not easy. There are repairs and new projects that need financing. There are legal and social issues that need to be understood. There are also technology and servicing issues that your residents want to be improved. Why not choose a bank that knows this business backward and forward? Why not have a local banker who will meet with you face to face whenever it is convenient for you or your board? Center State Bank has over 2,000 associations as customers for a reason. Please give us a chance to earn your business. Call Terry Russo at 954-633-1666 to make it happen. Center State Bank is an equal housing lender and a member of the FDIC.
To the final segment of Condo Craze and HOAs here on 850 WFTL. Phones are starting to stack up as we near the end of the show. 877-850-8585, 877-850-8585.
All right, let's go to Judy in Pompano. How are you, Judy?
Hold on one second.
I'm calling.
There you go.
I'm calling because I want to know, can an HOA stop, prohibit a person from getting a reverse mortgage? The condo is paid for. It is in Hollywood.
I'm calling for a friend.
I can't imagine.
Yeah, I can't imagine
she couldn't get a reverse mortgage.
Yeah, I can't imagine how a condo or an HOA can prevent somebody from getting a reverse mortgage. I think that's going too far. It's probably nothing in their rules and regulations. It's probably nothing in the declaration that would prevent that. And I think that's going too far. And I think she should challenge the condo or the HOA, and I think she'd win it. Okay?
Okay. Thank you very much. I appreciate you.
You got it. Thank you so much, Judy. How about we go to Kelly in St. Pete? We're all over the state today. How are you, Kelly?
I'm good. How are you? I have a question. When you were talking about the Zoom meetings and stuff like that, by the way, on September 3rd, our Pinellas County officials voted to extend the emergency through 9/11, I think because the governor was letting it run out. During all this time, our whole county was totally closed. Our county officials had their meetings online. I know our condo boards did it all online without a physical place. So is there something that they're going to have to do now about these meetings and votes and stuff that were done online?
No, it was done online. You know, what's in the past is in the past. I don't think that we're going to be in a situation where anything that was done previously is going to be called invalid. But all you can do is fix things going forward. And going forward, okay. especially now that the emergency power statute is no longer in effect by the governor, Florida is no longer in a state of emergency the way I see it, unless someone, you know, knows something I don't, and it was actually extended yesterday or today, but I have not seen it. As a matter of fact, it's the reverse.
I'm looking on our county website, and they said that they extended it on the 3rd until the 11th.
No, but I think under the emergency power statute, it has to be an extension of the governor. Right? Not of your county.
Okay.
So I don't think that means, you know, if your county extends it, I don't believe that the emergency power statute under 718 or 720 has been extended. No chance. So bottom line is the only thing I could say.
We need to make sure we have a physical location.
Right. Correct. Now, you can at that physical location, certainly I think the board can require that people show up with masks. Certainly the board can require that people maintain social distancing at that meeting. Certainly the board can have a Zoom meeting function where, you know, the meeting is broadcast to everybody who's sitting at home. But there needs to be a physical location that people can come to. But can they make reasonable rules and regulations for that meeting? Certainly they can. Okay, but there's got to be a place for people to go.
Okay, thank you.
You got it. Thanks, Kelly. Mm-hmm. How about we go to Sandra in Royal Palm?
Hello, how are you?
Hey, Sandra, how are you?
My question is, in our HOA, we have a couple of residents that are displaying political signs in their windows. They're not on the common grounds, but they're actually in their windows.
Right.
Is there any laws against that?
That's a good question.
There might be, yes.
Really?
Yeah, because a lot of condos have language in their governing documents that say you cannot display anything from your windows that changes the exterior appearance of the building.
But what if you put, like, two cats inside, go Trump?
Look, all I can tell you is there's lots of condos that have that type
That's
of a language. So, in other words, the exterior of your blinds, they can require that it be a certain color.
Right. You can't put the tape of an X.
Yeah. You'll see that all the time.
For hurricane.
You know, here's the thing. You know, there's a lot of people that are very into the political climate this year, especially. We know no matter what side you're on. And people want to be able to voice their opinion for their candidate of their choice. And the reality is when you move into a condo or even potentially an HOA,
This is an HOA.
Okay.
You can put it on your car in the driveway.
Yep. You might be able to do that. You certainly might be able to put
Your sukkah.
The car. Right. Right. But yeah. What about, is there anything in your governing documents that talk about putting things in your windows? I can tell you lots of HOAs.
I don't know if there's anything. I have to look again, but I know there's a section in there that talks about signage.
Sure, sure. Now, I always said this.
We have several people in here that have the American flags, which is perfectly allowed.
Perfectly allowed,
and then
right.
We have some that'll put out the little yard flags, you know, with flowers or Easter or whatever the holiday is.
Let me get this out really fast, though, Sandra.
We've never had any complaints about that, but I have one person that has, a Trump sign, and I have another person that has a Black Lives Matter sign, and I just don't want to, I don't want to even open the can of worms if we don't have any rights to do that.
That's interesting.
Well, here's the thing, Sandra. Hold on, Sandra. Hold on. So let's say there's a provision in your community that says no signs, right? But the board has previously said, right, we're going to allow Merry Christmas signs. We're going to allow Happy Halloween signs. We're going to allow for sale signs. Well, guess what, right? The board has just allowed every sign. A sign is a sign is
a
sign.
That's
so
what
if
I
they
thought.
Allow BLM and not Trump.
We don't allow, it's funny because they don't allow, like, open house signs. They don't allow all for sale signs.
Right.
But they allow you to put the little yard signs, you know, the little yard flags with the Merry Christmas or Halloween or whatever.
Well, you know what? So, then they allow signs. That's the bottom line. Okay. Sandra, we got to keep going. We got three more calls at least. How about we go to Donata in Miami? How are you, Donata?
Hi, Eric. How are you?
Good morning. How can we help?
I'm fine. Thank you.
Eric, if the board and unit owners voted something like elections whenever they feel like it and not on a specific date, and most of the unit owners didn't know that in the statute, Florida statute says that it has to have a month, I mean, a specific month, like April. Does that, I mean, is, and it passed does many, it, many years.
Does it cancel what happened previously? No, I wouldn't say it did. So, but let me give everybody a little brief lesson on what you're talking about. So a lot of boards, you know, reschedule their annual meeting, for example, right? If you look at your bylaws, and specifically your bylaws and your governing documents, your bylaws will talk about when you have to have your annual meeting. It may say, you know, the second Tuesday in January, the third Wednesday in February, whatever it may be. There's a court case out there that says, well, that's when you have to have that meeting. Because if you have it any other day, it's as if you amended your bylaws. And the only way you can amend your bylaws is with a vote of the community. So you raise a very good point. The bottom line is you must have your annual meeting on the date provided in your bylaws. Now, what threw a little change in all of that was the emergency power statute, where the emergency power statute came out and said the board has the right, when there's a state of emergency in effect, to cancel any meeting. So I think under the emergency power statute, that kind of trumped that court case that said you can't change the date. I think under the emergency power statute, you can. So what I'm telling everybody at this point is, well, now that the emergency powers seem to be over, if you already blew the deadline for your annual meeting, well, you got to take immediate steps to have it. If you are the date to have your annual meeting is coming up, or your budget meeting is coming up, then you must comply with it, and you do not have the right anymore to cancel it. Okay, Donata, great call. How about Barry in Miami?
Regarding an annual election, we want to have a Zoom meeting only, but you can go to the meeting, to the card room, and pick up a ballot and drop off an executed ballot, but you cannot attend the meeting physically in person. You have to, if you want to watch the meeting, you have to watch it on Zoom. Is that allowable?
No, at least the way I see it now, and not only is it not allowable now, it was never allowable. I didn't see that it was allowable at any point in time. But now that the emergency power statute seems to have dropped off, in other words, it expired, then we're back to having the regular meetings according to 718. We're back to having the regular meetings according to 720. And those statutes and those provisions of your bylaws clearly say there needs to be a physical place for the meeting. You need to tell everybody in the notice where to come.
I read 718 just to say that you have to be able to drop off a ballot, pick up a ballot. But I don't see in 718 where it says that you have to have a physical location.
I'm going to change it on you, Ken. I don't see anything in 718 that says you can have the meeting by Zoom. Do you? No. The only people that have the right to attend that meeting, right, that way, are directors.
Maybe they need to change the condo docs now.
They certainly do have
today,
to change it.
Right.
Yeah, but that's the bottom line. The only and I'm sorry, I think I called you Ken. It's Barry. The only people that have the right under the current statute, right, are directors, and owners don't have the right to attend that way. So the way, again, the way I read it at the moment is there needs to be a place. People need to actually go watch the proceedings, because there's a very real chance that someone doesn't have a computer, doesn't have the ability to get on the internet and actually watch these proceedings via Zoom or, you know, some other method. So there needs to be, again, a physical place that people can actually go to. That's the way I read the statute. Okay,
thank you very much.
Thank you so much. Okay, you got it. How about we go to Ken in Broward?
Hello. Hi.
Hey, Ken.
Good to
How
talk
are you?
To you.
Sure
can you hear me okay?
Certainly do.
Okay. My wife and I own a condo along the beach, and approximately 2.5 years or so ago, there was some major external construction work done on our building. During the process of the construction work, our hurricane shutters, which we have, were removed, the tracks were removed, and the construction work was done, and everything was replaced by the construction company. Upon checking things, they caused damage to my outdoor patio, the construction company, and the shutters were damaged significantly. Mm-hmm. The tracks are broken. The shutters do not close without significant amount of hard work to get them to close. And I'm sure they are not really repairable. My question to you is, we've also had several changes of management companies during the past 2 years and also to the board. Originally, when I spoke to several managers, they told me that the repairs would be made by the construction company, and this is now dragged on for over 2 years, and I was also told that I would be included with some other repairs that needed to be done by the company, which I guess caused troubles for other members of my building. Right. The problem is 2.5 years have gone by, nothing has been done, and I'm very worried that if I don't have proper hurricane shutters and we get hit by a hurricane, and there's damage not only to my unit, but to other units beside me, below me, et cetera, that I am going to be held responsible for not having proper shutter repair work. Any suggestions on how I should proceed?
Yeah,
should
I mean, you waited
out the $9,000 or $10,000 and have new shutters put in and let this go by, or do I have any other recourse?
Why not get an attorney and send an attorney's letter to the construction company that screwed up your shutters and make a demand that they fix it? I haven't heard that you did that yet. You know, before you throw in the towel, maybe a letter can actually solve your problem. You know what I mean?
Certified return receipt.
And I know, I guess I could do that. I've been trying to be non-litigious, and I'm trying to be cooperative with my management company. I don't want them to hate me
for the rest of my time here in the building.
Ken, they broke your stuff.
Yeah,
if they broke it,
safe.
They got to fix it. End of story. Okay, sorry, we're getting the 30-second warning in my ear.
Thank you.
Everybody, thanks for tuning in to Condo Craze and HOAs. Another week, we'll see you and speak to you again next Sunday at 11 a.m. Have a great and safe week, everybody.
Thanks, Eric.